Alright folks, welcome back to another episode of the Dopamine Declutter. Your daily dose of real talk about navigating this crazy thing we call life. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving into something that's near and dear to my heart, communication. Not just any communication though, we're talking about mindful communication in relationships. Think about it. Our relationships are the bedrock of our happiness, right? They provide support, love, laughter, and sometimes even a little healthy chaos. But ever feel like things get, well, messy? Misunderstandings happen, feelings get hurt, and before you know it, you're staring at each other across the dinner table feeling more distant than ever. That's where mindful communication comes in to save the day. So, what are we talking about exactly? It's basically bringing awareness to every interaction with your partner, your friends, even that chatty barista at your local coffee shop. Instead of just reacting on autopilot, mindful communication is about pausing, thinking before you speak, and truly listening to understand, not just to respond. Here are 5 key takeaways that will level up your communication game. First off, active listening. I'm not talking about passively hearing words. I'm talking about really absorbing what someone is saying. Make eye contact. Nod. Ask clarifying questions. And summarize what you heard to make sure you're on the same page. Ever felt like your partner just wasn't getting you? Active listening can be a game changer. Next up, choose your words wisely. We all have those moments where we want to unleash a fiery retort. Trust me, I get it. But before you hit send or blurt it out, take a beat. How would you feel if someone spoke to you that way? Remember, kindness and empathy go a long way. Third, practice non-judgmental listening. You know that feeling when someone's sharing something personal and you can't help but judge? Yeah, let's ditch that habit. Create a safe space where your loved ones feel comfortable expressing themselves without fear of criticism. Just listen with an open heart and mind. Now it's time to get into the nitty-gritty. Express your needs clearly. Don't expect your partner to read your mind. Be direct, honest, and use I statements to express your feelings and desires. For example, instead of saying, "You never help around the house," try something like, "I feel overwhelmed when I have to do all the housework. Could we work together on a chore schedule?" Finally, be willing to compromise. Relationships are about give and take. Sometimes you'll get your way, sometimes you won't. Learn to see things from the other person's perspective and find solutions that work for both of you. Let me tell you a quick story. I remember this one time when my best friend was feeling stressed about her job. She came to me venting, and honestly, I kind of launched into my own problems without really listening. I realized later how insensitive I was. She needed support, not someone else's drama. That's a good example of how mindful communication can go wrong. But it also shows how important it is to be aware of our actions and strive to be better listeners. So remember, folks, mindful communication isn't about being perfect. It's about making a conscious effort to connect with others in a deeper, more meaningful way. Start small. Practice active listening with your partner tonight, or choose your words carefully when you're feeling frustrated. Every step counts. The key takeaways are simple. Listen actively. Speak kindly. Be non-judgmental. Express your needs clearly and be willing to compromise. By incorporating these principles into your daily interactions, you can build stronger, more fulfilling relationships. So go out there, practice mindful communication, and watch the magic happen. And don't forget to share this episode with your loved ones. Let's spread the word about the power of conscious connection. Until tomorrow, keep decluttering those dopamine traps and staying true to yourselves.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.